Hello, this is Dr. Xenia Goldberg, dictating and last report on patient Sharon Entwistle, date of birth, 2/28/1972. Date of procedure is June 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Xenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Asma Riaz. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is cold red positive. Description, procedure, and performance is obtained. Period, possible complications in procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing organs, such as non-lung tube obstruction. The patient, is brought to an anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position. Today's prior anesthesia service, monitor anesthesia care. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymph studio colonoscopy procedure is recommended. Man under direct vision for the cecal, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal, the cecal valve, and complex of folds. Period. The terminal ileum from the last 5 centimeters is intubated and value appeared. Careful examination made of the cecum, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflex is obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7,2-3-2. Good prep. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston bowel prep score 7,2-3-2. Good prep. Next line, tortuous colon. Next line. The terminal ileum from the last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line. There were 3 cecal sessile polyps, period. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other 2 were diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 transverse colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was there were 2 diminutive rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small in size. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophy and no papillae. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in office previously scheduled. Thank you.